Good morning, Gateway. Welcome to our morning service, the last Sunday of 2024. Wow, can't believe it. Please stand if you are able as we sing, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. Sing with us, church. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Let's sing it again, church.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Morning, guys. Let's greet those around us. Please be seated. Just a few quick announcements. The first one, it's Mara Siemens' birthday today. She's not here, but if you know her, please go and contact her and wish her well on her birthday. And if you're watching, Mara, many congratulations. The other thing is that condolences to the Ulufse family and the passing away of Betsy Ulufse. And then just to let you know that her memorial service will be on Thursday, the 2nd of January at 10:30. It'll be here. And then let's play the alpha video quickly.
Life moves fast, doesn't it? Every day there is so much to fit in. Do you ever stop and think? What's the point of it all? Do you ever ask yourself, is there more to life than this? Alpha is a series of sessions exploring life, faith, and meaning. It's a space to explore the big questions, to say what you think and hear other people's points of view. First up, there's food, then a talk, followed by a discussion. Each talk explores a different aspect of the Christian faith. And then in the small group, you get to say exactly what you think. The aim of the talk is to spark conversation, each week unpacking a different question. There's no obligation to say anything, and there's nothing you can't say. Seriously. An opportunity to hear from others and contribute your own perspective in an honest, friendly, and open environment. Why not try it out?
So that's the Alpha course. That's starting with the Alpha Banquet on the 17th of January. There are clipboards out there to put your name down to sign up for the Alpha or for the Alpha course, and please invite friends to come and come yourself to share the time with them. And I think that's pretty much it, so I'll shut up and just call Jeff up to do a call for worship. Oh, yeah, of course I forgot. Jeff is leading our service this morning, and this is the normal thing that I always forget, so apologies for that.
So good morning, Gateway, and those online. The peace of the Lord be with you. Awesome. So I call to worship this morning taken from Psalm 46. Very short, 1-3. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Let us just open with a word of prayer. So gracious Father, we're worshiping you today together at your invitation, in your house, and as your family. We're here because we adore you. You created this planet for us. You've given us the air that we need to breathe, the water for us to drink, the plants, the animals, and the minerals for our food and our clothing and our shelter, and the ability to gain knowledge and wisdom. You've given us all that, plus the freedom of choice to use those gifts as we see fit, and also the opportunity to choose your most precious gift, eternal life. We pray as we celebrate this last year, the country's freedom, and every day that we choose to use the knowledge and wisdom you gave us, your gifts in ways that demonstrate your love and adoration for you. So gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, we're here because we adore you. We are truly in awe of all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do because of the promise that you and your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, made to the world. You promised each and every one of us the opportunity to choose your forgiveness and everlasting life. And we gather this morning to worship you with hymns of praise. We know there are troubles surrounding us, surrounding our nation, surrounding the world. But we know you are with us and you walk by our side. So, Lord, we come this morning to your house to worship and adore you through song, through scripture and through prayer, and through the hearing of your word. We pray that you accept our worship and guide us into greater understanding of you and who you want us to be. We pray in thanksgiving for your forgiveness and salvation in the name of Jesus Christ, our Rock and our Savior and our Redeemer. We pray all this in his precious name. Amen. We continue worshiping.
Please stand as we continue our worship. Lord, we just want to thank you for your goodness in our lives for this year. And we know that you will continue to do great things, Lord, in the coming year. Let's sing thank you, Lord.
I come before you today. There's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For all you've done in my life, you took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. Thank
By your grace that we are still here and able to worship you, and we want to just give thanks, Lord, for your amazing grace, and that you never fail, always faithful to your promises. Let's sing Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been dead 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we know less days to sing God's praise. When we first began, praise God, 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 praise God.
We welcome 2025, Lord. You know that we know that you will always give us the victory, because you wear the victor's crown.
You are always fighting for us. Heaven's angels all around. My delight is found in knowing that you wear the victor's crown. You're my help and my defender. You're my savior and my friend. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. A dimension of your greatness. In your name I will bow down. In your presence fear is silent, for you wear the victor's crown. Let your glory fill this temple. Let your power overflow. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. Hallelujah. You have hope. Never be defeated, for you wear the victor's crown. You are Jesus the Messiah. You're the hope of all the world. By your grace I live and feel to worship you. Shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome. You overcome. At the cross, the work was finished. You were buried in the ground, but the grave could not contain you, for you wear the victor's crown. Hallelujah. You have overcome. You have overcome. Hallelujah. Jesus, you stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome. You overcome. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome. You
So Lord, as we welcome 2025, we pray that you will always remind us to turn our eyes to you.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Turn your eyes to the hillside, where justice and mercy embrace. There the Son of God gave His life for us, and our measureless debt was erased. Jesus, to you we lift our eyes. Jesus, our glory and our prize. We adore you, behold Savior ever true. Oh Jesus, we turn our eyes to you. Turn your eyes to the morning and see Christ the light. What a glorious dawn clear of day is gone, for we carry His life in our veins. Jesus, to you we lift our eyes. Jesus, our glory and our prize. We adore you, behold you, our Savior ever true. Oh, Jesus, we turn our eyes to you. Turn your eyes to the heavens. Our King will return for his own. Every knee will bow, every tongue will shout, oh, glory to Jesus alone. Jesus, to you we lift our eyes. Jesus, our glory and our prize. We adore you, behold you, our Savior ever true. Oh, Jesus, we turn our eyes to you. Jesus, to you we lift our eyes. Jesus, our glory and our prize. We adore you, behold you, our Savior ever true. Oh, Jesus, we turn our eyes to you. Oh, Jesus, we turn our eyes to you.
Yes, Lord, we turn our eyes to you, for you are our hope. Father, we just pray that you will prepare our hearts for the preaching of your word. And you will be with Brother Jeff, Lord, as he delivers your message. And Father, we pray that your word will transform our lives. And we pray, Father God, that as we face 2025, you will be there with us and for us, Lord. You are the same God. You never change. You're the same yesterday and tomorrow. So, Lord, help us to anchor our faith upon your word and upon you. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Lord, we thank you for Jeff and his faithfulness and delivering your message here to us this morning. Lord God, we just pray that your peace will descend on him so that he can do his best for you, Lord God. And God, we thank you for this man who has given up time and to hear your word for us. And we just pray that you'll bless him in the work that he does for you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, worship team. We continue in an attitude of worship. That was such a wonderful introduction. Our reading this morning is taken from Hebrews 12, just shortly as well, three verses. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that is so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked for us. Fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorned its shame, and sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and you will not lose heart. So I trust you had a wonderful Christmas. Time has come and gone, eh? Just like that. We make so many plans. And I was saying to Wayne last week, I prepared this some time ago because he'd asked me already, and then 2 weeks ago, he did half of my sermon, and then last week he did the other half. So he said, oh, well, great. He said, just bring it as a summary. So I think I've changed it 4 times. But anyhow, be it as it may, we trust that that the Lord is still going to say something to us today. A blind boy sat on the steps of a building with a hat at his feet. He held up a sign which read, I'm blind, please help. There were only a few coins in the hat, spare change from folks as they hurried past. And a man was walking by. He took a few coins from his pocket and dropped them in the hat. Then he took the sign, and he turned it around, and he wrote some words. Then he put the sign back in the boy's hand so that everyone who walked past could see the words, and soon the hat began to fill up. A lot more people were giving money to this little blind boy. That afternoon, the man who changed the sign returned to see how things were. And the boy recognized his footsteps and said, are you the one who changed my sign this morning, sir? What did you write? The man said, I only wrote the truth. I said what you said, but I said it in a different way. I write for you. Today is a beautiful day, but I can't see it. You see, both signs spoke the truth. But the first sign simply said that the boy was blind, while the second sign conveyed to everyone walking by how grateful they were to be able to see. So my talk this morning is on gratefulness. We've heard over this last short while much about gratefulness and what have you. We're still in the season of joy. I'm not sure if you remember, you know, as we get older, we don't remember these things, but it wasn't long ago that we lit the first candle of of joy in the Advent wreath. And so it's the end of 24, a year end that has come so quickly. It's already the 29th day of December of 2024, with New Year just days away. It's a great time, most probably, for reflection. But you can relax. I'm not going to talk to you about resolutions. But I was thinking that I'd share with you these thoughts. I wanted to share what I believe is the most noticeably one of the most important things in life, is living your life with hope and with gratefulness. This year, we've had great teachings from Wayne and from Pastor Andre, and hope and joy, and even so, there's been much noise around us, and we still sometimes feel so helpless. And I can't speak of hope without mentioning fear, because if we have no hope, we will always, you know, battle to look forward to the next day. Without hope, we have fear. And with all the good news that we've heard from the pulpit, and all the encouragement, I'd like you to consider, as we go into 2025, a few questions. The first question I'll ask you is, how grateful are you? How grateful are you really today? Second one is, what happened in your life this year? Did anyone have a tough year? Put up your hands. Yeah. Did anyone have a tough year? Sure. I certainly did. Besides losing so many colleagues and friends, I lost my younger brother so suddenly this year. And we as a family have had some very serious challenges. But we've had such joy, and there's so many good things that happened, no less so than being welcomed by this community into Gateway. We had challenges that were overwhelming, but we never lost hope. Definitely did not lose hope. Thirdly, I ask you, can you change your focus if you need to? So let's look at these questions. From the onset, we all know that joy comes from within. We heard this in the second week of Advent. It was raining after a period of drought that we've just had, and there wasn't lightning outside. I ask you, would you like to go and dance in that rain? Do you enjoy the basic things of life? Are you healthy in your soul? Do you still get butterflies or good feelings about simple things in life? I was saying the other day, and I told the guys this morning, early in January, 58 years ago, I met my wife. I still get butterflies sometimes. In about 4 weeks' time, we celebrate our golden wedding anniversary. And you know, the joy of just being on this earth and having each other is just something that we need to just cling to. When we heard that joy comes from gratefulness, but then again, our world talks us into a hole. And this world that we're in talks us, or talks to us and talks into our lives about the things that we don't have. This world tries to get us to think about the things that we never had. This world never allows us to appreciate what we really do have. And you see, the world through television and social media and everything else is continually bombarding us with offers of things that if we have them, we are going to be eternally happy. Really? Really? We're going to be really happy. We are going to be so much better if we had, fill in the blank. In our family, the joke is an air fryer. There's so many things. I won't even go into that one. The question is, do we indulge in negative talk? Do we indulge in negative talk? Do we allow the daily world news to creep into your soul? I hate watching the news. It's another family thing. I just hate watching news. And if you do, one of the problems is that you carry that news into your daily life every day. You see, your brain then controls all your responses to life. In fact, if we allow this, we actually recondition our brains. And what does this lead to? Well, so many things. We see other folks struggling and we see other things happening and what have you. And then we start thinking about self-denial and we have depression and we have all of those things. Say it's a Monday and things don't kick off so well. You rush into the day and you sell yourself. Oh my goodness, it's a blue Monday. Even though it might even be Wednesday. But you see, that controls your thoughts. It controls all your actions. I ask you this question. Did you see a beautiful sunrise today? Did you take note? After those storms last night, did you see the sunset? It was so gorgeous. Unbelievable. I mean, the Lord just came and He just painted the sky last night. It was just so wonderful. And as you drink your first coffee, as you do in the morning, I don't, but some do. Was your cup half full? Or was your cup half empty? You see, the gratefulness that you show when you wake up and you indulge in gratitude, it fills your life with happy hormones. I love sitting on the patio early in the morning and looking at the garden and watching the birds. They're just so free, flying around and chatting, and they've been chirping for 2 hours before I even got up. And I look at that sunrise and I just think, wow, it's a new day. You see, made a note for myself here. I said, touch on coffee and tea with chocolate. I went to a seminar once and they said you must always have a dark chocolate with your coffee in the morning because it releases wonderful hormones. What a wonderful thought, huh? Sit on the patio, drink your coffee, and eat a chocolate. If you don't like coffee, you can also have tea with a chocolate, I'm sure. You see, gratefulness is a habit that we've got to practice daily. Do you show gratitude to those around you, even for the smallest things? My family knows that I'm very patient. No comment. But Do I always show gratitude? I don't think I always show gratitude for the smallest things. But you know, one of the things that's so wonderful about it is expressing gratefulness even improves your cardiovascular functioning. It even helps one to sleep better. So what do we got to do? What should we do daily? We need daily to reflect on how to be grateful. We need to start each day to thank God daily for what you have, not what you want or what you don't have. Were you grateful for the air in your lungs this morning? There's a wonderful thing about being happy and being joyful and being grateful. Is that you know that you attract, through your positiveness, other positive people. But I've found with myself, and I'm sure with others, that we need to be more, we need to be real with ourselves. We need to be brutally honest at times about how we really feel and who we really are. You see, because life is all about choices, and we try on many occasions to lie to ourselves. And God knows, and we know the answer. Well, we can lie to ourselves. But life is just about choices. And if there are better things to do, do it now. Don't wait till 2025. You see, we can't really bluff ourselves. But boy, can we talk ourselves into a hole. Oh my goodness. And if we need to, let's move into new territory now. You see, it's never too late to do it and have a brand new year. What we need to do is to make everything that we do count. You know, God breathed His breath into our lungs at birth. And we continue to receive that breath every day. And a study's shown that having an impact on others is a very sure way of eradicating things even like dementia. Okay, so if you're young, don't worry about it. I know that's for oldies, but it's not really true. But a time will come. But being positive improves a brain function. And that's a fact. It's not an age thing. You see, you and you and you and you and you, you can affect the atmosphere wherever you are. You can affect the atmosphere wherever you find yourself. You need to yourself and know yourself that each one of you have a purpose. And if you don't know it, find it. Pastor Andre said there recently, we need to be intentional. Yes, intention. Firstly, have a coffee and a chocolate. Let's release those happy hormones. How good is that? Let's change any habit that doesn't take us to where we want to be. Change whatever's impeding you to be the very best you that God created you for. Change the habit that doesn't take you there. In golf, you know when you're playing golf, you look down the fairway and you know where the hole is, eh? You line up. And what do? You focus on getting the ball into that hole. You know where that hole is. But first you have to hit the ball. And God forbid you play like I do. You've got to hit it a number of times before you get anywhere near that hole. But before you do that, you have to choose a club. You see, maybe you need to focus on where you lie. I was playing at Glendower once and it landed in the golf cart. It was very difficult to play the ball where it lay. Sorry? Yeah, I used to drive it to the green and just kick it out. But you need to play the ball where it lies. Whatever God gives you, whatever the world gives you, and whatever, you play the ball where it lies. But move forward. Know where the hole is. Go for it. You need to keep your brain in cortex mode. You see, if you don't, your brain becomes lazy. And your brain, a lazy brain, is the worst thing to have, because that lazy brain will take you where you don't want to go. So the question is, what do we do? Well, the first thing is that we read the Word and we pray daily that God and His Holy Spirit will give you all the encouragement that you will need for that day. What you need to do, too, is find someone that will encourage you. Allow the grace of God to fill your life, because joy, as I said, is a choice. I think it was 2 weeks ago that we heard from Wayne about Kay Warren, Rick Warren's wife. You see, Rick Warren gave us the definition of joy. Joy is the settled assurance that God is in control and all the details of my life, the quiet confidence that ultimately everything is going to be all right, and the determined choice to praise God in every situation. Praise God in every situation. So let's recap. We all know the word of Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit. What happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much in the same way that fruit will appear on a tree in an orchard. It's essential to observe that the fruit described here is not produced by a believer, but by the Holy Spirit working through the life of a Christian who is in vital union with Christ. And we all know there are 9 fruits of the Spirit, and I'm not going to do a whole sermon on that one. But Paul is writing to several churches in the region about walking in the flesh. As he had done when he was in their midst, the apostle warned the Galatians that those who live like this, who habitually indulge in those fleshly sins, don't inherit a future. And they don't inherit the kingdom of God. But this doesn't say that a Christian loses his salvation if he lapses into a bit of fleshly sin, because I think we all sinners in whichever way. But a person who continually lives in such a way, in a level of moral corruption, shows no signs of being a child of God. Don't let those things and those people out there ever bring your life down. Don't let it into an opportunity into your life. You see, evidence of walking in the Spirit is joy. And joy means delight, gladness, a deep and abiding rejoicing. And we all know there's a difference. We've heard it in the last short while. Happiness deals with external feelings. Happiness is when you get a new job, you get a new car, you get a new dress, or you hit a hole in one. I wish. Joy, on the other hand, isn't dependent on external things, but depends on internal feelings. And it's something that God gives you on the inside that keeps you going and keeps you alive. But joy is driven by gratitude and gratefulness. God doesn't want us to be miserable, depressed, sad, frustrated, and unhappy. That's not the will of God for us. No matter what's happening on the outside, God wants us to have the joy that only He can give. And it's eternal. That no matter what you're facing on the outside as a believer, God has given us the ability to take a licking and to keep on ticking. So may you go out today on a new path of joy and happiness, knowing that God's will for you and for me is full of hope for the things to come. Before I close, I'm just going to give you something that you could use as homework, maybe. Cultivating joy. We have in our house, in the kitchen shelf, a little box. You can have a bottle or you can have a box. The little pad. You get up in the morning and you just write a little note. What am I grateful for today? And you post it in that bottle or you post it in that box. It kicks you off in the right frame of mind. After a while, you open it up and you read and you just realize how many things you are grateful for. So maybe if you want to use it, use it or lose it. as they say. Maybe when we meet again, you can give me some feedback. But it's just such a wonderful way to kick off. So I'll ask you guys, as you go out today, be grateful, be joyful, and share your love with those around you. And you will change the lives of others. But more importantly, you will change your own life. And you will redirect that cortex brain of yours into a direction where you want to go. Let us pray. So Father God, we thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord, for the abiding love that is given to us day in and day out. The smallest of things, Lord, for which we need to be grateful. We ask you, Lord, that you can refocus us in 2025. Give us the joy that only you can give. And through that, Lord, our happiness will be portrayed in the way that we treat others. And so we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in 2025 and that we'll continue to do as we go forward. We pray all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We'll do a closing hymn and then I'll do the benediction. We'll do the offering first. Sorry, let's do the offering first. Sorry. Look after the pennies. Very Presbyterian, huh?
Let us pray for our offering. Thank you, dear Lord, for this beautiful day once again. Thank you, Lord, for the joy that we have got this morning. Thank you, Lord, that as we see this to be the last Sunday of the year 2024, let it be a day that we will live to remember all the good things that you gave to us. Let it be the day that we will live to remember even all the worst situations that we came across that made us to give praise to you, to give honor to you. Lord, as we bring these gifts and offerings, we ask you, Lord, to bless them, to multiply them, and to let them lead your word as we look forward to cross over into the new year. Let this be the seed that we are planting at the end of this year, the seed that will germinate to bring more harvest, to bring surplus into our lives as we go into the year 2025. Lord, we thank you for all those we have put into these bags, and for all those who were wishing to, but could not do, and you know the reason why. Lord, bless us all. We pray to you once again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. What a great message to end our 2024. So please stand and join us as we sing, "How Great is Our God."
the splendor of the King. Clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
Great is on high, Son sent through his own soul, I shall see. Who created his own
soul? And age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end. Beginning and the end, the Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. Josiah, the Killer, Alina tumawi sa kanya at makita ng lahat. Na Diyos ay dakila.
O Lord, sabi, ibanit ko, O Lord, sabi, magbawa'y ayari. We, O Lord, sabi,
you're the name above all names, you are worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God.
You're the name.
You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
That takes my soul.
My soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou
Let's close our eyes. Let's go forth into the world in peace and dedicated to your service, O Lord. Let us hold fast unto that which is good. Render to no person evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the needy and the afflicted. And honor all people. Let us love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of his Spirit. May God's blessing be upon us and remain with us always. Amen. So may I wish you and yours a blessed new year, filled with gratefulness, health, joy, happiness in his service. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Before we leave the sanctuary, the worship team would like to sing, and you're welcome to join us. The blessing. So as you welcome 2025, you can hold hands and bless each other. Let's just end this year on a happy note, that the Lord will bless us.
Keep you, make His face shine upon you, be gracious to you, Lord, turn His face toward you, and give you peace. Amen, amen, amen. Shine upon you, be gracious to you, Lord, turn His face toward you, and give you peace.
Thank you for worshiping with us. See you next Sunday, the first Sunday of 2025. Amen. Have a blessed week, everyone. And enjoy the fellowship over tea and coffee. The elders are here to pray over you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. I will praise you with all of my life. I will praise you with all of my strength. With all of my life. With all of my strength. All of my hope is in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. I will praise you with all of my life. I will praise you with all of my strength. With all of my life, with all of my strength, with all of my hope is in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. In you. Thank you, team.
Amen. Bless you.
Tech team, come over. We're going to pray. We're going to close in prayer. May I ask the elders